6.3.
We are Queen's Park High School,
and we are School of the Week.
Yay! Hi, I'm Finn McGrath. I'm in year 9. I was in World on Fire. And the week before we started filming World on Fire, we went to this place in Manchester called Mammoth Productions. And we went there to like get all of our costumes done, make sure our hair was okay, and if needed, get it cut. And we also did lots of different like practices, and just to make sure we were all okay for the actual filming, make sure we all knew what we were doing, and to get a little practice in and everything. The filming was, well, it was weird. It was like we got to see like exactly what happens behind every, like all of the scenes. You have to take like a surprising amount of takes to get one little scene done, and just to make sure it was perfect for it to go on the telly. So we had to do loads and loads. We were outside for a long time and it was really cold, and we were all in our like in our little costumes with like shorts and really high socks and like really uncomfortable blazers. Yeah, I liked it. It was a really good opportunity, and then like literally, like I said earlier, just to see how it works and like everything like that.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller. I'm in year 8 and I was in World on Fire. It was an amazing experience because we got to go to Mammoth Productions and we saw the studio, and we also saw the street which Sean Bean's house is on. Well, not house, but the house which his character lives in. And it was, we saw what they were doing, the lighting, how they were creating the set. And then after that, a week later, we went to a church, an old nursery school. And we actually filmed it, and it was awesome because we created the scenes, which took hours to make for one scene, and it was just extraordinary. So it was pitch black at night because it was in November, and we were in this classroom which was meant to be in daylight, so they got these lights which were like blinding coming through the window. It seems like it was day in the classroom, and we had to do the same thing over and over in the same spot, but the camera was in different areas. And in the first part, the camera was on rails at the back, which someone was on standing there. And then the second part, it was on rails again, but at the front of the classroom, just behind the teacher and Polish boy.
I'm Caitlin Price. I'm in year 9 and I'm involved in the music that we do at Queen's Park High. So last year we did V Factor, which is sort of like X Factor. We do a singing competition every year, which I won. It was a completely amazing experience. Weird. Yeah, I was very shocked and all emotions. I do music at school. Yeah. I play piano and other instruments, and school helps me with that and helps everyone with that. And then also, completely opposite to that, I'm also involved in the science we do at school. At STEM Club, we do experiments. It changes from week to week. So one week you could be making non-Newtonian fluids, and the next one you're talking about plants and how plants disperse seeds and stuff like that. So it's exciting and engaging because you do lots of different things every time you go.
Hi, I'm Libby Ann and I'm in year 9. So my first school production at Queen's Park High School was when I was in year 7. And the whole process is just amazing. So you start in September where you do all the auditions, and luckily I got one of the main roles for that show. And then just going to like Conway for a weekend to practice then, so you're a bit quieter instead of being in school. It's like amazing how you can start from just, you know, reading a script in one of the drama rooms and just reading through it, to then putting it on stage and acting it all out with all the lights and everything. So when we were at Conway, you go Friday night or Friday's afternoons, and then you go over to Conway and you start rehearsal straight away. So when you're rehearsing, it's like you go into one of the churches there, and then you basically go through the scene. It's without all the cast. It's just really with the main cast. And you're with them, and then you go through all the script, and then you'll stay there until Sunday, and then you'll go home. And then in February, you actually do the show for a week. So the whole so you start like on maybe February 13th or something, and you won't end until like February 23rd or something. So it is a massive thing to put together, and everything is just, you know, piled on top of you. And then once it's all together, it's just an amazing experience.
Hi, my name is Louis Freer, and I'm in year 13. I managed to get the main role in the upcoming production of We Will Rock You. I was very nervous about my audition, as this was the first one I've done. However, I feel I did well. I feel that this role will boost my confidence massively, and overall will be a great experience. I really want to go to university after sixth form, and I'm so lucky to have a fantastic group of teachers who will help me to get there and achieve my true potential.
Hi, my name's Oliver, and I'm currently a year 13 student at Queen's Park High, sixth form. So at the moment I'm doing geography, biology and drama, and so it's quite a variety of subjects, but with like the teachers, they know the subjects quite well, so they're good at explaining it to me, which I kind of need at times. Like at the start of the sixth form, I didn't really know what I wanted to do afterwards, but I think I ended up deciding on doing psychology at uni, which I'm hopefully trying to get into some now. But with the sixth form, like, they help you with your applications, and they're really good with like understanding it all to help me get into uni.
Hi, I'm Mr. Yeoman, and I'm a drama teacher at Queen's Park High School, and I'm also in charge of teaching and learning across the school as well. Queen's Park High School is an absolutely fantastic school to work at, and the main reason for that is the students that we see coming through our doors every day. They are from all parts of Chester, they're from all areas of life, and they are possibly one of the loveliest group of people that I ever have the pleasure to work with, simply because they are aspirational and they are very well mannered, they're very polite, and to teach in a lesson, to see the passion that they have for the subjects that we offer here, it's incredible. And the successes that they get as a result of coming to Queen's Park High School, you know, we're really proud of where they go from here, and that we're able to sort of be a stepping stone in their futures. I genuinely so proud that Queen's Park High School has been given the opportunity to be School of the Week, and it is a recognition to all the hard work that all the staff and the students put in our school from day to day to make it what it is.
We are Queen's Park High School, and we are School of the Week.